Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I was talking about the other day about dreams, you know, coming to Hollywood and coming to L.A., Hollywood's part of L.A., to be a star and ending up in an area that I did not expect to be in. But, you know, my dream did not come true. And I am no longer that person I was when I was 19, but I still have that dream. Now, what I feel about, what do I feel about coming, well, you know, how do I feel about coming out here? Well, my answer to that is, first of all, you know, politically, I was always, when I was 19 and now, always been liberal. I always been a Democrat, so I would have to only, I live in Democratic areas, and I'm an artist. So where do I go? I go to either New York City or go to L.A. Now, that's the place that's for a pop star, rock star to be. So I chose L.A., even though I did try New York. And my dreams came up short when I was younger. But I still got that dream to be a singer and a songwriter. But I know that I have to change, adapt to changes. Because I don't perceive myself to be a star. I don't. I'm just a star on YouTube, you know. I'm not making millions. I'm not Taylor Swift. I'm not Lady Gaga. I'm not somebody like that. You know, those people are stars. And I'm just a star just because of just being on there, you know. And it really is a thorn at my side, but I had to move on with the present. But what... You know, I'm glad I came to even the area near L.A., 10, 15 miles, 20 miles. It's very liberal. It has, like, a lot of Democrats, and California is very open-minded, and it's pro, you know, it's pro-gay, it's pro, you know, freedom, you know. There's no, it's less likely, or supposedly, right, if you look at it, you know, rights to for gays to marry, have laws against any type of bigotry, you know, less likely you'll find a KKK member or racism or intolerance. I would perceive that to be in more conservative areas, perhaps, possibly. But I always have to live in a liberal area. But unfortunately, even though I live in a liberal area in California, I come across people who are close-minded. And some people perceive me to be close-minded, but I'm not. Some people listen to my podcast and think that I'm conservative or whatever. I am never going to be a no conservative or no Republican in this lifetime. How can I be a supporter of a party that's going to take my rights as a gay man away or something? I've always been open-minded. But I also, the unfortunate thing is that, as with other people, even, you know, rock stars, famous people. When I say rock stars, I mean people who are making platinum records. That's what I aspire to, you know. Or acting on big shows on ABC or something. That's a star. They said there are a lot of crazy people in L.A. And I said, I came across some really, really crazy sick people in my area. I got somebody who... I don't know, keep coming over to my condo thinking I'm a star and I'm not, and talk about my IQ 115, 120, and they're not an expert. They don't even have a BA degree. Somebody who keeps saying, who think that I don't own my home when I do, that they're delusional themselves. Somebody who think they can just look at my home without authorization, come to my home, think they can peek into my home trying to tell me what to do. Where to work or where to go, that's crazy. That is insane. And that could be possibly criminal. That is crazy. Those are crazy people. I don't want to deal with that. I do. There are crazy people everywhere, even in my hometown or wherever I go, there will always be crazy people. But I would say if I was living in my hometown, upstate New York, and these people were out there running around, they would lock these people up in a minute. Because... that is illegal if it's true allegations of peeping in someone's bedroom or following someone around two decades, that's crazy. And one of the reasons they think it's because I didn't think I'm famous. Well, they trying to make me unfamous or not make it because they followed me around. They said they didn't want me to make it. Follow me around the SCL Awards, follow me around. They were following me around in 2003. That's crazy. That's an insane person. That's a dangerous person. Stalking is not good. Or if somebody, and then somebody said they came from Buffalo. You know what? My hometown. I considered something wrong with them mentally. If I haven't seen them in years, I'm an adult. They should not be coming over to my home unless I deal with somebody directly. Then they had people sitting in the industry, I'm going to go on stage and be a rock star. They were wondering what my music, and they don't talk to me. They're out there gossiping. I look at them out there gossiping. Those people are either are sick in the head or phony baloney. They got some mental problems or something. I don't know. And then to realize how deranged they are, they're going to, at the same time, make up stories that I'm delusional, I'm making up stories, and they say all these things they believe their own lies. Well, these are crazy people. I don't hang around people like that or want to deal with people like that. I'm not famous. Oh, and then another crazy deranged person. Someone kept mentioning a band that I jammed with like 20 years ago. You know that's crazy. You don't think about what happened 20 years. You're supposed to think about what my music now, 2023. And that wasn't even no band. It was jamming. Those guys are probably dead and gone. So I don't want to deal with no crazy people, but I did. It is crazy people in Hollywood. There are some crazy people out here in coming to me. But, I had to stay away from crazy people or who make up stories or say crazy things. And these are not necessarily, homeless people sleeping on the street, which I did say, they're not, some of the people are nuts living on the street. But I hope that they get help. But, I'd be well, But it's important that we deal with people directly. We follow laws. And if someone in the industry wanted to meet me about my industry, I know they would come to me directly if they're legit. They can't be legit or any industry if they talk about that. And I ain't going to be doing something that I was doing 25. I spent all those years on stage. I'm not 19 or 20 or 21 years old no more. But I will perform. More necessary, but I'm not aspiring to be a performer no more because I spent too many years struggling and I have to adapt to the changes, but I'm still a songwriter. So I may perform, but I'm not doing it no more unless it comes my way. I spent 30 years doing it. But I am grateful to have released the records with indie labels who don't hardly pay me anything, who don't pay me at all. Hardly. I am, but they give me a lot promotion and they make me a star, but they're the ones who are getting all the money. That's the truth with these indie labels. But I'm grateful to them have released the records, get out to the masses. And I'm grateful to wherever people hurt me around the world, few fans. I don't think people hardly know me. But I have a few fans around the world. I am grateful that they listen to me. I am grateful to all of you who listen to my podcast. Because it really is, and I'm not making money, so I want to stop this, you're supposed to go in the industry. I want to be an entertainer who makes money, not an entertainer who just do it for amateur or do it for hobby. That's not what I came out to L.A. for. And I struggled a lot in the last 30 years, and I was like, yeah, maybe it's time for me to leave L.A. and go somewhere else and aspire to do something else career-wise. That is a consideration. But I am grateful to have released records, despite still being struggling penniless and despite whether I'm grateful for the fans that like me and I'm grateful for the podcast because I get to express myself. But I have some crazy people who say they own my songs and all that, you know. But Hollywood does have crazy people, but I like L.A. I like L.A. is a very blue place. You know, I live in a place where Democrats always get elected. Now, if I live, I hope I don't piss off people who are on the right, but unfortunately, I'm on the left because, I had to live around people who are aware of discrimination and preventing homophobia, racism, anti-Semitism. I got to live in an area where people are aware of that. This country as a whole should be aware of that. You know, I don't want to hang out with somebody who uses the N-word or use racial slurs or slurs against gay people or Jews or anything because that's wrong. We are all equal. But as an artist, it's been a struggle. And I want to say something about that. It's, you know, again, I told people if you come out here who are young and want to make it, make sure you save your money, enough money, like a few grand so you can go to a hotel, but first try to go online and wherever you live and look for apartments so you don't be on the street because living on the streets of a big city is too hard. It will cause more trauma. I'm telling you because I lived it. I came out here with $400 in cash and I was in a homeless shelter and out in the street I slept in cardboard boxes. And, you know, that's the thing about it. I went through all that sleeping on the street. I became a member of BMI, I was songwriter, I went on stage and sung when I was so young, all those years, and I still haven't gotten my dream. I didn't get that gold record, I didn't get that Grammy, and that's very difficult for me to deal with, but, I don't have control over the opinion of a major label or a manager. You know, they didn't give me that chance. So I had to just believe in myself, but the reason why I'm telling you this, and I also said, you know, that if you spend a lot of years, like 5, 7, 10 years, you don't get where you go, have something to fall back, go back to college, and that's what I did. But I wanted to let you know, I'm saying that to see if you can have any type of life, because a lot of Hollywood hopefuls have tragic lives. A lot of people who came to Hollywood have been abused, sexually abused, victims of crime, victims of rape. And they came out here thinking that they're going to be okay. It's a large percentage. And, you know, it's just more pain if they, you know, because if they're looking for salvation to see if they're going to be a star, and a lot of times it doesn't happen right away or at all. So my thing is, the next thing is, if you go for that dream, and I said it could be a period of starving days and starving nights. And sometimes, a lot of times, it can take years. So, have a life besides doing music and or acting or entertainment, and keep yourself together. You know, but going for that dream is such time consuming that the rejections can come. And it may seem that nothing's going to happen. For me, it was like that. I'm one of those Hollywood hopefuls who did not see their dream happen when I was younger. So, but I still have that dream. So just be aware. Life isn't over. A lot of people have lost their lives. A lot of hopefuls. A lot of people have given up. A lot of people have done drastic things, coming to Hollywood to be an actor or a singer. And, you know, you don't want to be a Hollywood tragedy. So that's my stance on it. I'm glad I'm still alive. I spent all those years and I didn't see my dream. I have all the same issues. I was at Covenant House when I was young, runaway teenager. I was in Covenant House. And they didn't, you know, I felt, it's a great place. You know, they rescued me and, you know, but I felt they didn't listen to me when I told them I wanted to, you know, be a star and stay in Hollywood. So I want to say that if someone tell you that, you know, that's a pipe dream or try to take you away from your Hollywood dream, yeah, I may have to take the risk of just going out and find a place to live, break away, you know, from dream Hollywood dream killers. And I dealt with it, a dream killer even recently, who when they said that they sampled my song or used it, you know, it's through harassment, trying to press my buttons. And, you know, that's so wrong. So always remember that. But when it gets like 10 years or 20 years, you know, realize that you have to adapt to the changes. And a lot of people have got, you know, moved out of Hollywood or moved out of New York and went on back to their hometowns, moved on to other things. And what I'm trying to say is life goes on. Still create. If you love to create, that's good. But also remember, there's still a lot of life to do other things and to be happy. And I'm very, you know, I say that because I was unhappy for a long time, and I missed out on a lot in my life. In fact, I missed out too much. I'm still going through a lot of stuff because of all that. And the icing on top was not seeing my dream after 33 years. But I'm going to be okay. One thing I don't like is that some people who are in the industry or saw me in the industry think that I'm a very old person. They see this beard or they think I'm real fat. All I can say, I can move around the stage or so on. I'm not going to dress a glitter walking down the street or whatever. I dressed in whatever I want to. And no, I am not no 70 or 80 years old. I'm not 60 years old. I'm not no very old person. So you see me with gray hair or whatever. 33 years, yeah. I'm still very young. I hope they can see my talent. But regardless, coming to L.A. is a good thing. L.A. is a great place. It's an opportunity to make dreams happen. There are crazy people, but all I can say, there are crazy people everywhere. But also realize the pros and cons. Hang out with good people. Stay away from the crazies and stay away from people wanting to take your dream away. It is so much competition over there in Hollywood. And, you know, I made some demos I'm releasing and people just think, coming around thinking, oh, God, you know, I got some songs, you know, for them. I'm like, and they don't talk to me. And they say all this stuff. Now, that's make something seriously wrong. But at the same time, I'm glad to be aware that L.A. is a place of opportunity, despite what else is going on, a place of open-mindedness, and Hollywood is a place where dreams can come true. And, you know, another good thing about L.A. is that a lot of unique people who felt, who didn't feel accepted in their hometowns on the East Coast or wherever, have came to L.A. and San Francisco and felt accepted. Now, San Francisco is not, you know, for me, it's like, yeah, that's a nice place, but I didn't come to California to go to San Francisco. San Francisco doesn't have the perception of being an artistic place. I came to L.A. to be an artist. Singer, songwriter, actor, you know, that's what it is. And that dream, it's so enticing. It's addicting to keep me staying here. Coming to L.A. was to be a star. And it's so addicting, but I, at the same time, I have to grow and continue to grow up to make sure that my life is still balanced enough to be happy with it in spite of what I lost and haven't gotten. Yes, I had a very horrible life, but I'm still trying. No matter what I do or where I go, I do not regret going for that dream. But at least try something, the possibility, a positive situation. And I'm still going for it so I can see if it can come true. But at the same time, no matter what, I have to love myself and keep going because life is too short. Good day, good night, for Dub Night.